In the heart of Dubai, world leaders gather for COP28, a pivotal summit in our global effort to address climate change. At the forefront is India's Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, who passionately advocates for meaningful advancements in climate finance and technology, particularly for the economically challenged nation. His words not only highlight India's commitment to this cause, but also underscore its collaborative efforts with the United Arab Emirates. At the core of these discussions lies the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, UNFCCC, a monumental international agreement initiated in 1992. This platform unites almost every country in the world with a common goal: to prevent hazardous human impacts on the climate. It's a global endeavor to safeguard our planet's climate for future generations. Within this framework, the Paris Agreement emerges as a critical component. Established in 2015, this agreement aims to restrict the rise in global temperatures to well below 2 degrees Celsius, aspiring for an even tighter control at 1.5 degrees Celsius. This global commitment requires nations to set their own targets for reducing greenhouse gas emissions, known as Nationally Determined Contributions, NDCs. The Paris Agreement is remarkable for its inclusive approach, engaging both affluent and developing countries in the fight against climate change and emphasizing support for those who need it most. COP28 marks a crucial juncture in reinforcing the objectives of both the UNFCCC and the Paris Agreement. Prime Minister Modi envisions this summit as a catalyst for effective climate initiatives. He stresses the necessity for affluent nations to honor their promises of financial and technological assistance to developing countries, acknowledging their eagerness to partake in climate action despite not being the primary contributors to the crisis. India's partnership with the UAJ in renewable energy and green technology epitomizes a model for international cooperation. This alliance, pivotal for both countries, has the potential to significantly influence global climate policies. In summary, COP28 is not just a conference. It's a beacon of hope, a call to action. It emphasizes the imperative of collective responsibility and cooperation. The summit aims to ensure that promises made for climate action are not just words, but are supported by tangible financial and technological aid, especially for those less economically advantaged. This collective approach is crucial for building a sustainable and resilient future.